Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them is that I'm not the hero my wife wants me to be. Recently, we're lying in bed, middle of the night, she taps me a little, here we go. Who's? I knew she'd come around eventually. And she says, oh my God, I think I hear someone downstairs. And I'm like, let's just be quiet and pretend we're not home. She said, I'm serious, I think there's someone downstairs. I said, are you gonna go and look? I said, I'm pretty warm under the doona. She said, you're not gonna go and look? I said, I hadn't planned to. She said, well, I'll go then. I'm like, oh God, a hero's gotta come along. I said, no, I will go here. You stay in bed. And I left the bedroom, but I never went downstairs. I just stood on the top stair. Take whatever you want. Family was upstairs. I was securing the perimeter. Anyway, that's my problem. I want to be braver. We will hopefully solve that later in the show, but there's so many problems, we're going to solve them all. Here we go. Solutions. I can't do it on my own. I need four legends with me, and I've got them. Dave O'Neill! Denise Scott! Charlie Pickering! And M. Rossiano! We're all feeling good tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
So ready to solve some problems.
Yeah, you are. Yep, yep.
I've got an arts degree.
You've got an arts degree.
That's handy. What have you got?
Well, I've got a teaching diploma. Do they still have diplomas?
I don't know.
One person went, whoa. Like, whoa,
I've got half an interior design degree.
Wow, half it. First or the second half?
The first.
And Charlie, well, you've got a law degree, don't you?
So I advise you not to say anything further.
And I was almost an accountant. So, yes. Now when I shoplift, I know exactly how much I save. Hey, guys, a lot of problems. Let's take them seriously. Can
okay.
We?
Okay. Yes.
We need to. All right, let's start off with a video problem.
Oh. Hey, Husey, it's Jess from Penrith. I have a problem. How do I stop free-range parents from letting their kids destroy our store while we stand around and have to watch them? Husey, please help me.
That's a woman in desperate trouble. She needs help.
What's a free-range parent?
For parents who just let their kids do whatever they like.
Parents letting their kids be little dickheads.
Yes, and not
letting them go wild.
Disciplining their children.
Is it illegal to slap kids these days?
It is. If they're not yours, you can't.
I feel like even then.
You can't hit your own kids, can you?
But what about if no one else is looking? If a tree falls in the forest, Scotty.
Sorry, as a lawyer, I do think the law still operates.
I think you are allowed to discipline someone else's child if they're doing the wrong thing.
But no one can discipline my child. If your kid's being an asshat, I'll tell him. My kid's being an asshat, you better not go to a new much.
No. If my kid's being an asshat, if you've got a taser, use it.
Hang on. Since when did asshat become a word?
Exactly. You know what I say to kids when they're at my house? I go, my house, my rules.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So go and clean the gutters for me.
My son says I'm too grumpy to his friends when they come over. And it's like... Because they have got to be better. And
Yes, and it's your job to show them how to be better.
Absolutely. And I will take my son disrespecting me when his friends aren't around. But when his friends are around, I need to look like I'm in charge.
100%.
So, did they call you an asshat?
They don't call me an asshat, but apparently I'm the grumpy dad.
Aww.
You know, because I don't let them eat chocolate in bed during a sleepover. You
what?
Know? Yes.
What's the problem?
Oh, my son goes to a sleepover with his friends and they have pizza in bed. And he wants to move in with those people.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Guys, I've got a solution for everyone. Wow. Yes, here we go. So if you want the kid to be... nice in your shop, ooh, feed them chocolates,
can
yes?
Can I
so they will be nice in your shop.
You know I'm a big man, I love I'm pre-diabetic. Can I have a chocolate, please?
Have a chocolate, mate.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
It's awesome. All right, you feed them chocolates, yes, and then you'll think...
They're good.
They're actually laxatives, so... We need to move on. I think we've got the solution there. All right.
I'm moving on in my pants.
Our next problem comes from one of our guests. One of them has an issue with an infectious disease.
Oh, it's a baby, thank you.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dave O'Neill. What is your issue?
Yeah, I have Ebola. And I've got an announcement here on national TV. No, I have shingles, Husey. I didn't tell anyone at work. I was filling in on radio on Nova.
Look, I'm just going to duck out. I'll just move.
No, it's not. It's, I don't think it's contagious now because people react very weirdly when you say you've got a contagious disease.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, I went out for lunch with one of my friends and he wouldn't let me share his onion rings. That was you.
I know it was me, but you're very... Dave puts his hand in a bowl of onion rings and touches every onion ring and it's like, no, I don't want shingles hands.
No, well, it's just on a certain area of the body. It's not on my hands.
Now, and we did tell you before the show that he had this because we don't
you're
want
pregnant.
Anyone... You are pregnant.
And thank you, what?
Did you think long and hard about staying on the same show as this shingle man
yes,
or not?
Yes, I did. I thought maybe he had it a month ago, but when did it clear up? It's not even cleared up.
It's not cleared up. When the shingles were at their peak, yes. I was doing radio, and so I was on with Sam Pang and Chrissy, for example.
So let's have a photo with those two, Sam Pang and Chrissy.
Well, Sam Pang appears to be using Chrissy as a human shield.
But the big one was I met the Prime Minister. And I undid my shirt and moved in close on that bugger. So
he would have been positive about it. Oh, I love shingles. Let's all get shingles.
It's like, go shingies!
Go shingles. Let shingles be shingles.
This doesn't happen in the Canberra bubble. This is real stuff. Real stuff.
Guys, what we need here is a proper diagnosis from a proper physician. He's from Pointless and he's right here, Dr. Andrew Rochford. Come on in, Dr. Rochford. Sit down, mate.
This is what I do.
And now you are an actual... I mean, people say, is he just a TV doctor? Is he a real doctor? But you are a real doctor, aren't you?
Well, that's why I'm wearing the scrubs.
But they're your scrubs. They're not from the wardrobe department of Channel 10.
We had colonoscopy day at Channel 10 today. Well, I missed out on that.
Grant Denyer, clear as a whistle.
Is shingles a real problem? I mean, obviously it's a real problem, but is it contagious?
Yes. So shingles is just chicken pox.
Yeah,
so anyone that's had chicken pox has the chance of getting shingles.
Tonight, what a bonus.
Well done. Yeah. Have you had chicken pox before?
Yes, but when I was a little person.
So you've got chicken pox. So the small human that's growing inside of you shares the same bloodstream as you and shares the same immune system as you. So,
wow, you know shit.
All right, can you check out his chest and see how it is?
Do you bulk bill or...?
Do I look like I bulk bill?
Do you ever do house calls, Doc? Do you ever do house calls?
Mate, I do all kinds of calls.
Look out, ladies, here we go. It's like manpower.
Right, what do we got there? What do you think, mate?
You can touch them, it's all right.
I don't know. Okay. Do you think you're okay?
I'm gonna put my glasses on. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's the weirdest Bucks night I've ever seen.
I'm strangely turned on.
If you were his wife now, would you make love to him? No, seriously.
Do you have to be a doctor to make that call?
I'm not sure I'd be able to resist.
Yeah, all right.
I think Dave's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay! Problems and hello solutions. We know celebrities have massive problems. We've got a massive celebrity. She's going to come out here and tell us all about her problem. Give it up for Jessica Rowe. Jessica.
Can I give you a kiss?
Absolutely. Oh, my God,
yeah. Hello.
Superstar.
So good to see you.
You too. Sit
what
down, relax,
to be
enjoy
here.
Yourself.
Hello, everyone. Oh, it's so lovely to see you all.
Now, it's lovely to be seen by you.
Well,
what is going on? What could possibly be wrong in your life with your lovely husband and your beautiful family?
Everything is wrong at the moment.
What's wrong?
Well, I'm a proud crap housewife.
A proud crap housewife.
My I have a very messy kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible cook.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought since leaving television I might become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So I've started with some crap housewife merchandise.
Well, before we get to the crap housewife merchandise and what possibly could be an issue with that, first we need to see why, we need to see someone who believes you're a crap housewife. Your husband, Peter Overton, Channel 9 superstar. Yes? He's done a video for us. Check this out.
Jessica, we've got to clean this mess up. I've only been asking you for 14 years. It amazes me how you get out of our house every day, out of this diabolical mess, looking as beautiful as you do. Izzy, we've got a problem.
I love that story on 60 Minutes. It was great. Really good story.
Are you the type of person who leaves shoes in a hallway?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? What else is a hallway for?
For walking down.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
They're not tripping over.
No, life is too short.
My wife's like you.
No,
absolutely.
Life is far too short. There's that wonderful quote from Phyllis Diller who says, housework can't kill you, but why take the chance?
That sounds reasonable. Obviously, your family loves you. They would like you to be a bit tidier, probably, but that's not your problem really, though, is it? You decided
No, it's not, because I've always been messy and I don't mind.
Yeah, so, and you decided to turn that, though, into some merchandise, is that right?
Yes, as I said, to be an entrepreneur. So I have all of these fantastic T-shirts, crap housewife.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, they are filling up my other cupboards at home.
Yeah.
No one is buying them.
So no one's buying them. We'll get to crap housewife in a second, but first off, you've got unitards. Is that the term?
That's right.
That's what you're wearing right now.
Or a cat suit.
Let's have a look at your website, though. Your website is what the actual selling them. This is the unitards, how they're being sold. So you're $170 per unitard.
Well,
that's pretty pricey for a unitard.
That's very expensive.
That's what I wonder. Yeah. Is that the problem?
I think it's part of the problem. I'm no expert.
Oh, look, no judgment coming from me. I mean, we've all tried to get rich in the unitard boom.
Let's be honest, how many have you sold? Be honest.
Two.
And
to my
many?
Best friends. And they only bought them out of sympathy. So.
I want to know what inspired you, Jessica, to go from being on Studio 10 to
Have you seen your future?
I'm a little eccentric, and I think the older I get, the more eccentric I become.
Yeah, I love it. Yes.
And I am a crazy cat lady as well.
Right.
Yeah. I have three cats, and I thought there's a gap in the market.
Yes.
I have never
this
seen
could be the boom.
A cat unitard.
It's niche. So hang on. Hold on. You've had these made.
Yes.
Oh, Jessica.
I have them made.
That's her merch.
Yes.
I see. I thought you bought them from somewhere else.
No,
this is your vision.
Jessica, this really is a problem.
So the T-shirts are crap housewife. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and how many of those have you sold?
Well, these have been okay.
They've sold better.
Sold better.
How much are they? $80 or?
How much are they?
No, they're $29.95.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Right. We've got our own, by the way. We're starting them up. This one is called Absent Father, so.
That's for you.
I'm going to send those to my children. And this one is just called Dud Root. You're going to take that one,
Dave. Thanks
for that. So, what can we do here? Did she stay in the game, gang?
The problem is, not everyone can carry off a unitard. A unitard is a privilege, not a right.
Right.
You can dress it up.
Dressing down.
I'd like to see you give an example of what you mean by dressing a cat unitard down.
And then you put a T-shirt on.
Just wear some, like, runners and look cute down the jacket.
Or exercise.
Pop down the shops in your unitard.
Exactly.
You're
like, wear a T-shirt.
Well, it looks good on you.
You look as though you should go to the Bogan barbecue and just hang out.
I'll buy one. You'll have sold three. I'll go online and
thank
I'll
you.
Get one. It'll look great.
For this TV show, I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm always looking for Oprah moments. But I haven't got, you know, 2 hours to give away. So
you've got a car.
Everyone doesn't get a car. But what if I could say to the audience, every crap housewife gets a T-shirt? Who would be happy with that? Yes. But $30 a pop. I feel like that's not mates' rates.
Yeah. It's funny. Oprah doesn't often send an invoice at the end of the episode.
All right.
Special deal. You'll
give me a special deal. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, after the show. For sure,
Here's any of the blokes can have one of these, Doug Root.
All right. During the break, Crap Housewives, Mob News. When we come back, cycling lycra, social executive, we'll find out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the show where problems go out and solutions come in, and great jobs being done by our panelists tonight. But you know, you need help. You know, you all need help, no doubt help. And we're going to start with Charlie. What could be the problem, Charlie?
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I feel there's a bit of a double standard in society. I'm a cyclist, and you know what we get.
Oh, hang on.
I wear lycra to cycle. All right, and people are critical of cyclists for wearing lycra, and I actually think there are a lot of women that wear lycra yoga gear all over the place, and they're not criticised for that.
No, the active wear.
So why is the active wear community so supported, but the lycra community are so lambasted?
Because you hang around in groups.
Yeah.
When I go to a cafe and I see 30 of you there, I've got to walk to the next cafe. I don't want to wait for half an hour to get my coffee.
This is the ugly face of prejudice.
And also, you ride your bikes like two or three abreast, like you think you're a car. You're not a car, mate.
No, I'm happy for them to keep safe. You've got to keep safe on the road, and I'm all for that. You keep safe on the road.
But how does lycra help keep you safe on the road?
Yeah, well, if you fall off in lycra, you're going to get more of a rash.
Mate, you fall off in anything, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but if I'm in my thick, canvas jeans, I'm probably going to get less scabs on my knees, aren't I?
Sorry, your thick canvas jeans?
I'm also married, as you know, to a cyclist. Every day, but he's taken it one step further. He gets rid of all the hair on his legs. This guy rides to work and back.
Yeah.
And he feels he needs to be more aerodynamic. It's because you take yourself so seriously.
Sorry, don't project your husband's shit onto me.
No.
Are you a leg shaver like her husband? Do you shave your legs?
No. No, I mean, I've done races. I've shaved if I was racing, but yeah.
Really?
That makes sense for Olympians, but not for dudes like you guys.
Does it? Well, makes sense.
I believe you shave your legs and you're not racing.
Every day is a race, Doug.
Like, the sad part of my story is that John wears lycra and doesn't ride a bike.
Love it. Why?
Why is he wearing lycra?
For his clown work?
Because he does circus stuff.
Oh, well, he's in a circus.
So if I was in a circus, it'd be okay.
Yes, if you're a clown, mate, if you're a clown, you can do what you like.
All right.
You'll run down to get the bread.
No, if you were on a unicycle.
Yeah, a lot of
changes.
It befuddles me that I would have to wear a unicycle to get more respect.
You infest cafes, you sit there all morning, you probably just ride from around the corner.
And it's the walking on the heels with the big crotch, and you all walk around clomping like this. It's like, we get it, we know you exercise, okay?
I'm so flattered you think my crotch is big.
Well, all I think we're going to say is that, Charlie, you're allowed to wear it, but you're going to cop some flack, and that's just the way it is, I think. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Keep riding, Charlie. Keep riding.
Thank you so much for the help.
All right, now, Denise Scott.
Yes?
What is your problem?
Well, currently I'm working on Studio 10.
Doing a great job, Australia. Oh. Denise Scott, Studio 10.
And because that's recorded in Sydney and I live in Melbourne, it means every second week I come to Sydney,
You spend a week in Sydney, like a fly-in, fly-out worker.
Yeah, and I have no friends in Sydney.
You're lonely.
The thing is, I'm in a hotel room from midday till the next morning and I am going insane.
I've got something for you to do. You should work on a cat unitard. maybe do a dog unitard. It's your future. Yes. So do you not know anyone in Sydney? You don't belong
to... Well, I do. I've got a friend, but you can't ring them every second week and go, what are you up to? I'll come over for dinner. Yes. Can you?
That's tricky, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I did do that. They said no.
Scotty, why don't you just bring John with you? Why don't you, like, have a week of, like,
hotel
time with you?
Because he wears lycra.
He's having a good week when you're away, is he? Or is he desperately sad when you're away? Or don't you know?
He has a great time when I'm... No, he's a life enthusiast.
What about a part-time job?
Great idea.
Boost I juice. Like it.
Just juice. Like a part-time job.
I like it.
I'm just going to get a little name badge. I'm Denise Scott. How can I help you? Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm make some extra cash.
Or a book club. Is there a book club up here you can join? Or a CWA? Or a...
A CWA? What, I'm going to make jam and...
You need some company is what you need, Denise Scott.
Yes, I do.
You need some Sydney company and you need someone, I'm not going to say someone, to replace your clown life partner, John, but someone who can replace your life. Yes, I am saying
that. You need a Sydney replacement.
A Sydney replacement. We've got one right for you. We've got one.
Oh, my God.
Here he is. Sydney-based professional clown, Buster Pop-Op. Come in, Buster.
Thank you. Oh.
Buster, come over here just for a second. Buster, would you be prepared to spend time with this beautiful woman, Denise? Now, would you be prepared to listen to her conversations?
Do you speak?
Do you not say a word? Denise is perfect.
It's awkward now, but God knows what it's going to be like in the hotel.
Give it up for Buster. Denise, we solved her problem. Welcome back to the show. That for every problem, there's an equal and opposite solution. It's time for Hughesy's problem of the week, which I talked about in the introduction. I am not much use at home when it comes to the possibility of intruders. So my wife, a few weeks ago, thought there was someone downstairs, and I did not want to go down there. I didn't. So I hid at the top of the stairwell.
Did you just throw money down? Okay, take it.
No, I was actually thinking, what's down there that's going to matter? You know, the microwave. I can get another one at Kmart.
Exactly. So,
did you, like, fake? Did you go, who's there? Did you fake it all up?
No, because I didn't want them to know that I was there. So I just sat on the top stair of our stairs and just sort of listened. And I did figure that the whole family were upstairs, so if they did come up, I would karate kick them back down. But I basically let them have the bottom rail of the house.
Yes. Have you ever been in a situation where someone has broken into your home while you're there?
No, I haven't.
Because here's the thing, you're talking yourself down, you're a coward in this situation,
yes,
that's
I was.
Obvious to everyone. But but I once had someone break into my house during the day while I was there, and there was a smash of glass at the front door.
Yep.
And a hand reached in.
That's like a horror movie.
Was trying to undo the door.
Yeah.
What was amazing, because I consider myself quite a coward.
I would have been
myself,
out the back door.
Yeah. No, I went to it and a voice came out of me that I had never had before, the voice of a man. And,
can you really
and I was just,
voice?
What the do you think you're doing? Right.
And were you wearing your lycra pants?
Ready for action. And the hand, it was almost like a Muppet. It had been put, went, and then pulled out, right? I chased the perpetrator down the street.
Right, it is. You chased them.
I chased them down the street, and it wasn't until about two blocks in, I was so full of adrenaline, I realised it was a 13-year-old girl.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a point where I just go, wow, let's call it a draw. All I'm saying is maybe...
It will come.
In a situation you believe, maybe.
If there had been someone downstairs, I would have been able to do something about
it. You could have been a real man.
Yes. Well, what can I do with my fists, though? Or, you know, can I do anything with them? Has anyone here ever had a physical fight where they've actually, you know, disarmed someone? Anyone?
Oh, I've had a scrag fight.
I mean, a scrag fight's different, but...
I found this conversation tonight very disarming, Dave.
We need some expert help, guys. How about a Commonwealth Games gold medal boxing champion, Skye Nicholson? Give it up for Skye, everyone. Yeah. Skye, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you are fresh off winning the Gold Coast gold medal in boxing, yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I think you've just won an award for a sports person of the year or something. Is that that's true? Yes.
Outstanding woman in sport, yeah.
Outstanding woman in sport. Thank you. Give it up. Have you ever had an intruder at your house?
I haven't personally, no.
Yes.
That's unlucky for them, isn't it?
But I feel like I'd probably have a little bit more confidence than you.
There's no doubt you would, because you're a gold medalist. So let's have a look at you in action, actually, at the Commonwealth Games. I believe you're fighting. This is the gold medal fight.
You're in the blue?
Yes.
You're in the blue. So this is you basically winning a gold medal, all right? And she's trying to dance her way out of it. That's not going to happen. There you go. She thought she'd won, didn't she?
Yeah.
She put her arms up, thought she'd won, and she got it wrong.
She got it wrong.
There you go, winning a gold medal. So were you, how old are you now?
23.
Did you fight as a child?
Yeah, I started boxing when I was 12. Yeah. So I've been boxing for 11 years now. So I guess I've always been able to kind of protect myself if I've ever needed to.
So you've never been provoked?
No. I haven't. So,
and you live on the Gold Coast?
You would feel more comfortable in situations than I would, and I imagine everyone on this panel who's never...
If you know how to fight properly.
Yeah. So is there some tricks that you could possibly teach me in, you know, a minute or so that would make me feel better about a situation that I possibly in the future encounter?
I could give you a little combo, maybe.
A couple of combos, yeah. All right, let's do it. All right.
Is that like a KFC combo? Or...
So I'm going to put on some headgear. Yes. All right, so this is... This is the headgear that I... Yeah, so this is... there you go.
Oh, yeah,
do you
wow.
Want some
maybe
help?
Maybe you could just sleep in that, Dave. I can't believe you borrowed this headgear from the lead singer of The Police.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that all right? Do you want this on?
Mm-mm-mm. You needed that before with the nudist, Dave.
I love that he's got all that, you've got nothing. He's so confident.
I just want to see him conduct the rest of the interview with this mouth guard.
For what next?
But so you're going to actually show him some boxing?
What should I do? Give me
work. Well, I'm thinking you might want to go a bit beyond the boxing rules and go for a bit of a low blow.
Hang on, how does that work? Show us.
That would still hurt, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You're
probably. Fine. Full force.
Hit him. Fight.
Maybe I'll just aim just above.
No, I wouldn't. Well, try to hit me in the head.
Right, so I'm thinking we're going to throw jab,
yeah.
Uppercut to the nuts,
yes.
And then finish.
Right,
so we're going to go jab, uppercut, hook.
All right, we'll do this, and we'll do this, we'll go...
We go to the break.
We're going to go to the break. Scott, you could be the champion. After the break, we have another fight, yes or no. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, that's good. Good job. Yeah, you're not bad. For your first lesson.
The Professor and the Hack. Accessible politics with just a touch of depth. I'm Hugh Rimmington.
And I'm Peter Van Onselen. You can find us, The Professor and the Hack, wherever you find quality podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. We're almost out of time, but we've still got yes or no. It's rapid fire. Don't think, just go for the answer. We're going to start off. Here we go. Carmen writes, my friend is 47 and still goes out clubbing every weekend. I wouldn't mind, but she keeps hassling me to go with her. Is it too harsh to tell her? I think she's too old for it. Too old at 47 to club?
No!
Get to the club.
Are they in Sydney? I'm very lonely.
I had my 30th school reunion recently. We ended up at the nightclub in my hometown.
Wow.
$15
wow.
Cover charge, yes. Someone said, you shouldn't charge him, and the guy said, I should charge him more. All right, here we go. Lloyd has emailed, my bike helmet has a massive crack in it, but I'm too cheap to buy a new one.
Well, then you're going to get a brain injury, Lloyd. You deserve it if you don't go get a new helmet.
Yeah, my wife is worried I'll die if I have an accident. Should I risk it? So get a new helmet.
Don't risk it. Got to buy a new helmet. $50.
Yeah. Oh, come on, gaffer tape. What's wrong with kids?
My dad made me wear a Neapolitana 3-flavour ice cream container on my head.
Really?
Ice drawn on the back because of the magpies were very severe in the area.
Yeah, and as a helmet.
Yeah, because he wouldn't buy me a stack hat because he was cheap. And look how I turned out, mate. What was that guy's name? Get a helmet.
Danny has a problem. My boyfriend has started playing Fortnite on the toilet so he doesn't have to pause the game. Get rid of him?
Yeah.
Is it time to start doing intervention? Yes or no?
I don't know what Fortnite is, but it sounds bad.
True question. My son, who's 9, wants to play Fortnite.
No.
Don't let him play.
It's the track of video games.
Don't let him play.
It's addictive.
Would you let him take crack?
But all his friends are playing it.
Well, so what?
If all his friends took crack, would you let him?
Well, if it makes him happy.
I wouldn't.
You're right, don't. Carl has written in, I like to leave my bananas in a bowl to ripen, but my flatmate always eats them. Can I crack their shits with him, yes or no?
Yes.
Of God, put your bananas somewhere else.
Tamara writes, I moved recently and found an overdue library book from 2003 among my stuff. Should I bother returning it?
Yes.
It's Jill, the Da Vinci Code.
Burn and see the black smoke, like in the book. I've never read it.
You enjoy
your own jokes, Dave.
Then why are you doing obscure references from a book you haven't read? It's really strange. All right, Neil writes, I caught my partner 4 years sexting somebody else. Is this cheating? Should we break up?
Yes.
It was a one-off.
You're all in long-term relationships. Is anyone involved? Do you need to lewd stuff via phones with your actual partners? Any of you?
Of course. John and I have been together 38 years. We sexed at least 10 times a day, especially when I'm in Sydney.
You know what I've found out tonight? The new people are all legends, aren't they?
Help. Please. Please help.
What? What is it?
You wouldn't be able to help me anyway.
Oh, of course I can help. I'd do anything to help you.
It's just my favourite Ten Speaks podcast isn't releasing another episode for 3 more days.
For God's sakes, man! Just go and listen to some of their other amazing content.
Go to the Ten Speaks page on Tenplay to see all that amazing content that guy was talking about.
Ten Speaks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.